bless you. Ooh, yeah, all I know and all I am is you.
You're listening to East Point Radio with me, Mark Lindsay, on a Monday, as always, 9 through till 12 noon, bringing you the very best in entertainment across the East Anglian region. Now, at this point on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
in Focus,
where we talk to individuals and organisations across the East Anglian region, from Norfolk right through down there to Essex. And today, I'm hoping that on the line now, we're going to be talking to Debbie Thompson, who's the Theatre Director at Sheringham's Little Theatre. And I hope she's on the line now. Very good morning to you, Debbie.
Oh, good morning, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
Very nice to speak to you as well. Are you okay?
Yes, very well, thank you. Enjoying this extra bit of sunshine we're having in Sheringham. It's lovely.
Yes, it can't be bad, can it?
No, not in October. It's amazing.
I know, it seems very unusual, doesn't it? But never mind. Now, the Sheringham Little Theatre. It's a great name. Tell us a little bit about the theatre itself.
Absolutely. Well, genuinely, we're not lying, Mark. It really is the Little Theatre. It only has 160 seats and a beautiful stage, which is 24 foot across and 15 foot deep. Sorry, I'm still in old money here. But it's a very intimate space, and I think that's where the charm and the special uniqueness comes with the Little Theatre. So everyone who comes to visit the Little Theatre absolutely loves it, because you really do feel part of the action. It's a very special venue.
It certainly is. And taking a look through some of the information I've got in front of me, which is your What's On's October 2023 through to March 2024. And you're a very entrepreneurial theatre, aren't you? Looking at some of the things that you've got coming up here, it's absolutely fantastic for, as you say, Sheringham's Little Theatre.
Absolutely. No, we say a little theatre where big things happen, and we try and punch above our weight, really. So we do a lot of producing in-house. So obviously our main flagship season is actually, we've just come out of it, is the summer season. And we're one of the last surviving theatres to actually produce an in-house weekly summer rep. And it's very hard work, but the local people love it, as do the visitors. So we're just recovering from that, and then we go obviously straight into producing our own pantomime. Oh yes, we do. So we're always busy. Never a dull moment.
No, it certainly sounds it. And I've just been, as I say, having a look through some of the information that I've got in front of me here, and I see on Friday the 13th of October at 7:30 you've got Air Swimming. It's a comedy, I understand.
Absolutely. No, we're very excited about Air Swimming. It's a brand new comedy, and it's got two fantastic, young, talented female actors in it. It's actually come from Westacre, which is another theatre that we work closely with as well. We're very lucky in East Anglia to have these really exciting smaller venues, and we do all tend to work and support each other. So it's on a mini tour, and it's with us on Friday the 13th, which I'm hoping won't be ominous. I'm hoping it'll be a good night.
I'm sure it'll be a fantastic night. Now, talking about the various events that you've got coming up, I mean, there's so many here, I can't mention them all, obviously, but I see on Wednesday the 18th you've got Blythe Spirit, Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit.
Yes, which we're, again, very excited about. Now, we're very lucky in Sheringham that we have some really talented amateur companies as well. And this is by Cromer and Sheringham Operatic and Dramatic Society. And they're particularly high standard, and we're lucky to have them with us in October, and then they join us again in February. Then they're at the pier during the summer, so it's lovely that they do the rounds. But Blythe Spirit, I have to confess, I played Madame Arcarty years ago in rep here at Sheringham, and it's a fantastic play, great comedy, so I'd really encourage everyone to come and see it, and they will do a great job with it as well.
I'm sure they will. Now, you mentioned that you've got a lot of people locally who are very talented and get involved with the theatre itself. Tell us about those.
Yes, I mean, genuinely, the theatre, Little Theatre, couldn't survive without their volunteers. And we're very lucky. We have an army of just over 70 volunteers, and they work so hard. So not only just as ushers and selling ice creams and ripping tickets and things like that, but actually in our coffee bar as well. And it's our coffee bar that keeps us alive, because the money from the coffee bar that we raise goes straight into the theatre to help us do our productions and put on youth theatre for the younger people. And so it's really valuable that we have this support from volunteers. We couldn't afford to pay them, and we wouldn't be going if it wasn't for them. So we're very lucky to have that support.
Absolutely wonderful. Now, before we go any further and talk about any of the other events that you've got coming up, let's give out some contact details for people wanting to find out more about Sheringham's Little Theatre. How can they do that?
Oh, well, it's very easy to go on the internet and look at our website, which is sheringhamlittletheatre.com. Or if you would rather ring and speak to somebody, you can ring our box office on 01263 822 347.
Okay, now I'll ask you for those details again in a few minutes' time to make sure everybody has a chance to write all the information down to how to contact the Little Theatre. Now, looking towards the end of this month, in fact, Friday the 27th and Saturday the 28th of October, it sounds very spooky, a night at the Music Ghouls.
I know. You see what we did there, Mark? That will actually be such a lovely evening. As scary and spooky as it'll be, it's particularly for young people and families. So this will be presented by our thriving youth group. We're very lucky. On a Monday evening, we have nearly 60 young people who come at different age times to come and work with us and learn some drama skills. And this will be working on their singing and dancing. So they've really chosen the kind of songs that they would like to do, all with a Halloween theme, and then they'll be putting it together during that half-term week, ready to share with everyone on the 27th and 28th.
Now, we've talked about comedy, we've talked about some spooky goings-on, as you've just been saying, and at the other end of the scale, I see that you're commemorating the 1953 floods in Norfolk, and this is the 70th anniversary, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is, and you know, we've got a very, very brilliant historian, Neil Storey, who just is fantastic for East Anglia. He knows everything, and he is going to come and do a presentation to commemorate the floods and look at the people who lost their lives and the effect that it had on our communities. Now, that actually is selling very well, so if you would like to come to that, I would say please do book, because it will be a sold-out event, I think.
And that's on Wednesday, the 1st of November at 7:30,
right.
I understand.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Now, looking towards, dare we say it, Christmas. Yes.
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes. And, you know, the pantomime season, of course, looking at Christmas. And prior to that, of course, you have got Season's Greetings by Alan Aikborn. And tell us about that. It's on Thursday the 16th and Saturday the 18th of November, I understand.
Yes, that's right. And that's actually our own Little Theatre players that are doing that. So, again, it'll be of a very high standard. Alan Aikborn's amazing black comedy about a family Christmas that goes disastrously wrong. But it's a fantastic play, and anyone who loves Alan Aikborn will really enjoy it. It's great comedy. And if you don't know Alan Aikborn's work, come please and discover it, because you will love it. So they're rehearsing very hard on that at the moment, and they've got a really interesting set. It's a difficult show to put on for a little theatre, because it requires lots of different areas in a big house. So it's going to be very innovative how we do it as well.
Sounds great. That does it. Absolutely does. Now, looking again towards the festive time of year, the lead up to it, Saturday the 10th of December, in fact, you've got Carols at the Theatre. Tell us about that event.
Oh, again, that'll be a really special event. That's being presented by Sheringham and Cromer Choral Society, and we have just started our own youth choir, and they're going to be doing a guest appearance as well. But it's very much for everyone to come along and sing too. So we won't be just performing, we will be encouraging everyone to come along and share in the carols and enjoy all those lovely festive songs. It's a time to really sing your heart out, really. Come and join us on the 10th of December.
And that's at 4 p.m, I understand.
4 p.m, that one, yes, absolutely. So just before tea time. Sing for your supper.
Great time. Now, we've been leading up to the Cinderella, which is the classic fairy tale pantomime, which you're staging this year, I understand, from the 15th of December through to the 2nd of January. Tell us about the pantomime and all the expectations that's going to be taking place then.
Oh, well, I'm very excited that we're doing Cinderella, because for me, that is your best pantomime. It's the absolute classic story that everybody knows. Now, what we tend to do in Sharing, and we produce the professional pantomimes ourselves, and they tend to have that lovely traditional magic, but it also has modern twists to it. So you will find lots of things that young people can relate to today. So there'll be lots of TikTok going on, lots of social media. So we're very mindful to keep that special balance between traditional and modern, but keeping that magic alive. So I really think it's going to be a fantastic show. We've got a really talented team who put it together, and it will be great fun for all ages. Definitely everybody will find something in that they enjoy.
I'm sure they will. And pantomimes, I mean, every year they take a tremendous amount of preparation, don't they? Especially to do a pantomime run from the 15th of December through to the 2nd of January. The preparation and the leading up to it, not only with preparing all the stage attributes, but also, of course, all the people who are going to get involved, the rehearsals and things like that. Must be very difficult sometimes to fit it all in with everything else you're doing.
I know, because it tends to happen, a lot of the planning happens in the summer, when obviously we're putting on our summer season. So we go to London and we audition people. That happens in June. And then we have auditions locally in September for the local young children. So we've got three teams of six young children, and they are busy rehearsing every weekend at the moment, learning all the dance routines and the songs. And then the professional company have now got there. We've got six actors. They've all been given their scripts, so they'll be desperately trying to learn it now. Because when they arrive in Sheringham, we actually only have 10 days rehearsal, and they have to really be up to speed the minute they arrive. So it's very concentrated, but genuinely great fun, and does very well. We do a lot of school shows as well, and I think we've sold out our school shows, so it's a really good start.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. Now, we've given out some information about how people can find out more about the Sheringham's Little Theatre, but tell us, I mean, I visited your premises a few weeks ago, actually, but tell everybody else exactly where you are, because you're very central, really, aren't you, in Sheringham?
We're right in the middle of the town. We're just opposite the town clock. I have to say, a lot of people can walk past the theatre and not realise it's a theatre. I don't think we sing as much as we should outside, so we're looking at that and trying to make it a little bit more arresting outside so that people can see we're a theatre. But I would say to you, just walk from the station or from the car park down the high street, and we're right in the middle on the corner opposite the town clock. And that's, I think, why our coffee bar does so well, because we're right in the middle of the town. So it's called The Hub, and it genuinely is the hub of Sheringham.
And I can recommend that, because I actually came in and did have a coffee, actually, and thoroughly enjoyed it. So
thank you.
I can recommend that as well. Now, let's give out those all important contact details once again, Debbie, for people wanting to find out more, not only about the Sheringham Little Theatre, but all the productions which you've got coming up right through till March 2024.
Yes, please. So I would say, please go online and visit our website, which is sheringhamlittletheatre.com, or if not, ring the box office on 01263 822 347.
Thanks, Debbie, for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning. I do appreciate your time, and absolutely every success with all the productions that you've got coming up.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you for having me. It's lovely to talk to you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Debbie. There, we've been talking to Debbie Thompson, who's the theatre director for Sheringham Little Theatre. Wonderful place to go and visit. I say, I did call in a few weeks ago, actually, and not only just have a wonderful coffee, coffee, but to get some information on all that's coming up, I say, right through till March 2024. And if you phone them up or you contact them, just ask for one of these What's On at the Sheringham Little Theatre, and I'm sure that you'll find lots of things there to interest you. You're listening to East Point Radio, and it's all part of our feature
Anglia
In Focus
right here on the radio. So until we come back in a few minutes' time, when we're going to have a coffee break, literally, then I'm going to play you some more music.
Wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking now.